Welcome back to the second part of the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio by Emma. Emma, we're going to have a look at the financial settlements now. What's the benefit of trying to get advice on this so you can get the best outcome?
Yeah, so it's really important that you do obtain advice about the finances side of things, because your divorce and the order which brings your marriage to an end, which is known as the decree absolute, will not bring to an end any financial claims your spouse may have against you, or you may have against your spouse equally. So you need to obtain a court order, which is known as a consent order, to stop your ex-spouse from making claims for money or property from you in the future. So a family solicitor can help you in getting a consent order. They can complete all of the paperwork on your behalf and can provide advice and guidance at each stage. So this should guarantee that you don't fall into any hidden traps and ensure that you achieve a fair settlement.
Yeah, because you don't want somebody years on this. We've seen it in the news, haven't we, where maybe somebody's become a millionaire and then people have come back and taken a share, haven't they?
Exactly.
Aren't the assets just divided equally, though?
Well, that's quite a common misconception, actually. So couples do often assume that the easiest way to have an amicable divorce is to agree to divide the assets equally. And if the case were to go to the court, there would be a number of factors that would influence the judge's decision about the details of the financial settlement. And those principles from the court obviously filter down to assist us in negotiations outside of court. So those factors include the length of the marriage, future earning potential, and the age of any children that the couple may have. And there's lots of others as well. So as most divorce cases are settled outside of court these days, it's more important than ever to seek specialist legal advice about the division of assets, as things are very rarely straightforward. Complicating factors, for example, can include investments, pensions, property, and the impact of a career break on a spouse's ability to be financially independent. So these types of issues can all have a significant influence, really, on the financial settlement in a divorce, and can be extremely difficult to revisit at a later date if they're overlooked early on.
So how can you help clients then? What's the benefits of helping?
Yeah, so there are a number of things that we do, obviously, depending on the client's individual situation, but we can help them to understand the value of pensions. Pensions are an asset that can be high value and can sometimes even be higher in value than the family home itself, but are actually often forgotten about. So our specialist technical knowledge in this area means that we can tell you exactly how much you should be entitled to from your spouse's pension and make sure that you're provided for in your future retirement.
And what about the spousal maintenance as well?
Yeah, so spousal maintenance is appropriate in some cases. We can explain how it works, how much may be payable in your situation, and how long you can realistically expect to receive it. It's an important area to think about in making sure that you and your family have enough to live on, but it's not appropriate in everyone's case. So it's really important that you get advice about that, because it needs to be looked at as part of an overall financial settlement.
How important is it to prepare for all eventualities?
Really important. Often, you know, if people aren't using a solicitor, then they might not want to think about worst case scenarios, such as if their ex-spouse were to fall ill or die. And that's the type of thing that we will discuss with clients and make sure that every eventuality is considered and factored into any agreement that's reached.
And loose ends as well, how do you help with those?
Yes, we make sure that obviously everything's tied up. If you're having a financial consent order, everything will be detailed in there to make sure it's legally finalised so that there are no surprises further down the line.
That's what you don't want, isn't it? You don't want those later on. So what do you kind of ensure at Harrogate Family Law then? What are you saying this is what we're going to do?
Yeah, so at Harrogate Family Law, we ensure that clients achieve a fair deal in their circumstances, whether this is on a point of cost or ensuring that the divorce petition is presented in a way that benefits your financial case. Disputes are always kept outside of court wherever possible, and this is obviously to avoid the costs and the lengthy delays that can be involved. We save money for clients, obviously, by drafting the documents right the first time and taking the correct approach to resolving the financial arrangements, and also providing a proportionate approach to the spouse's response to any negotiations or discussions.
So you're really helping then, aren't you, really? I know what some people might say. They might say, oh, yeah, it's great using a solicitor, but does it take longer? We're going to have a look at that in a second and find out if time is a big factor. We'll find that next on the Harrogate Family Law Show.